Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, you already know it's your boy Zlatan and Billy Kapach, my chupap, Casablanca, the Katamatufia. And I was just on TV Tay podcast. You already know. Go listen. You're going to love it. Peace out.
Kapach Marichupako. Wait. Kapach Marichupako.
Kapach Marichupako.
Kapach Marichupako.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Guys, I've been rehearsing all day because I have Zlanti on my couch. Please put your hands together for Zlatan in the building. World president. What an honor to have you, my brother.
It's nice to see you as well, bro.
How you doing now?
I did okay. Get chilled.
You really look chilled.
Yeah.
Where did you get Kapai Chumari Chupako from?
Kapai Chumari Chupako is a spiritual word that means Casablanca de Catamatufia.
Please explain that one to me.
That one. If I go for you, I will just go there.
No, they go there.
So, Kapai Chumari Chupako is just a personal slang.
Yeah.
That I brought up like some couple of years ago as an intro to my song, as a signature. That whenever you hear, you know Zlatan is about to start spitting. Bars. Yeah.
Mad. I'm inspired. I think I should find something for myself.
Oh, you already have one now. You already have one. You don't need to talk.
I think that's the one.
That's yours.
Thank you. Yeah. Welcome to my show. It's good to have you. Finally, we get to sit down and have a conversation. I know you have been so busy. I was reading somewhere and I heard that you finished from a polytechnic.
Yeah, Moshudabiola.
Moshudabiola. Yeah. So you have a diploma from Moshudabiola Polytechnic.
Yeah.
What was it like in that school?
Yeah, I studied business administration.
Yeah.
That's like after sitting down at home for like 3 years of trying to secure admission.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was calm. Like going to school actually changed and then made everything possible for me because I went to school in less than a month. I went for a rap battle as a rapper that only had like 2 singles. Those singles are a mix and master song that we just recorded at one Abele studio. Mm. Then from there going to like a rap competition and then winning a car for my first semester examination. So like going to school was like an ordained thing by God for me. And then my parents actually forced me to like go. And then that's one of the, like the reason I'm happy that at least I tried going when it pushed me to go.
Oh, so you know one go before?
Not that I didn't want to go, but I was an average student and I need to study book like that, you understand? I need to study mathematics.
So you know that music that could be the way for you?
I didn't actually know then.
So what were you going to do if you didn't go to school and you didn't have music?
I was trying to play football.
Is it?
Yeah, I was trying to play football, but at some point I just knew football was not going to work because when I had to walk out, I was playing for Arsenal at the age of 14. I was already making money and I already passed 14. I just say, well, the way us we're living our life then, we're just living it to see anywhere belief is like anything we should we would do. Like, yeah. But at least I was studying business administration, so I could like use it to like just get a job from one way or the other then. Yeah.
Oh, so you now plan that, you know what, after this school, if yeah, anything no, come, man, we'll yeah. use that.
I was going to tutorial so I could like catch up with studies. I had to like make extra effort because well, the way they gather the money, send me good is good. If I know do it, now course already on top of my head.
I get the vibe. I get. So like this was happening in Ilorin Kwara.
No, Moshila Bereste Polytechnic is Abeokuta.
So where are you originally from?
I'm from Ekiti State, but I was born in Lagos State. Right. I was born somewhere around my 12th. Agility Road. I'm from Ekiti State, Ijaw local government to be precise.
Tell me about growing up in mile 12.
Growing up in mile 12, I didn't know how it came. I didn't know how my mom and my dad, I don't know, maybe from my mom hawking Pepsi in the market to my dad meeting my mom. I don't know. All I knew was I just grew up in one room in mile 12 with one sister. And I was the first son. I'm the second born. And then two other brothers. My mom and my dad on the bed while we're on the mat on the floor in one room.
Wow. So it was that type of setting where you needed to hustle your way out of that space?
Definitely. Then we just start thinking of hustle. That time it was just to eat a bar and whatever we see. See, because it's like, we were tenants in one room.
Yeah.
In my 12. We had landlords. We have different people we live with. All I knew then was just to eat. School bus come to like take us to school. But what I've discovered since is that my dad wasn't able to go to school
because
of his background. He likes reading a lot. Like he has a private chef in the house. He buys books every day.
Right.
So because he wasn't able to go to school,
yeah,
I think he like just made a promise to himself that he would do anything at all costs to make sure his children like go to school. So I remember then we were going to Goshen at K2. Goshen is named Mate, like one of the best schools there. My dad was working.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how he did it. But we're going to school buses to come and pick us up and then like drop us. And someday my dad just woke up to tell us we are moving out. I can't remember my age. That was 2002. July 25, 2002, because we waited on our door. My dad just woke us up that we were moving out to our own house. And we were happy. I think they didn't tell the landlord until that day. Told the landlord, we were happy. They told us the night before, and I stepped and I was dreaming of mansions, like how
Yeah.
But the park came to park all our load from the war room and said we were going to Ikorodu. We pass Ogolonto. We pass our Greek. Daddy's house, no. See any fans? Daddy's easier.
They kill me.
Bush. Daddy, where are we?
Where will they go?
Daddy, where are we going to? Oh, well, we reach this house. So. No neighbor, grass, monkey just fly.
Kill me!
Monkey just fly. Pack.
It's not supposed to be funny, but okay.
Bro, monkey don't fly.
So yeah. Really bush the car.
Bush. No light.
But not a house.
Nah, I managed to build now for Ikorodu.
But that time, Ikorodu wasn't really this open.
Yeah. There are some parts in Ikorodu that are open. There are some parts in Ikorodu. It's like when you're staying inside Agungi. Compared to Jakonde Junction, you're close to the road.
Yeah.
Compared to Lekki Phase 1.
Yeah.
Compared to Aja, Songotedo, also inside. That was inside he could do. I think my dad built like 12 rooms, six facing each other. And the only thing he has done was just two rooms. He roofed two out of the 12 rooms. The remaining ones were still, he just managed to like just finish the two rooms and then moved us from where we used to like see people to inside bush. Where electricity, no day. We are the, you know what they call con. Those frogs, they do con. Baba.
I know those frogs.
Yeah, so like moving to that place was crazy.
What was that change? Like, how did they affect you and your siblings?
We're crying. Yeah. Every time we get to like cry, cry till like noon. My mom has one this tamaku cooler.
Yeah.
That she just makes jollof rice for morning. That cooler feel hot for like 15 days live. So she just makes the rice. She'll leave us and go. We had like one neighbor. That's the landlord, Mr. Ladakwa. So she'll cook the rice. There's no light. There's no electricity. She'll go back to my church. She's an hairdresser. She'll go and make hair. She'll tell us to play with the neighbors. She'll stay there till like evening. Now those ones get DST. Now they will start to watch Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. That's the watch. My mom, she go come sometimes. The woman go down cook. She no go around. Us go say we must chop before we go back.
Oh.
Go back to our house. Like that. My mom, she start to go to this. She go they start to shuffle. It was crazy. It was one tree in front of our house. Where one bed. They always plan. I mean, they used to do TV. So we just stay like from there. So my dad managing to finish the place. The place was now developing. We're having neighbors. And then everywhere comes, so it's like, maybe sort like getting neighbors.
Yeah, but
like, bush come up for the vicinity.
It's so interesting. I really want to know the kind of person that your dad was, right? So this was somebody who didn't have an education, but was self-taught, sort of, right? He was constantly reading books and trying to make the fact. Was he? Oh, he was.
Not always, that he didn't have education. He didn't go for higher institution.
Yeah, exactly.
Like normal, wasn't able to further like go to uni.
Yeah,
I think he went to technology. What's it called? This one.
Polytechnic.
Tech. I think they call this one. Not polytechnic. The one before polytechnic. Mm.
All right. But I'm trying to get the kind of person that he was. Like, regardless of whatever was happening, he was always providing and trying to make sure that...
Yo, man.
Everything.
He was always... He didn't have a bad man. He was always trying to... From the onset, they didn't have so much, but they were actually trying. They did all their best.
So they made sure that you got into uni and...
Yeah, my sister was the first person to go to uni in our generation. The whole of our generation. So,
wow.
When she got admission, my dad was very happy.
You break the chain.
He was still working, was still like earning well.
Mm.
Like, so, someone that broke the chain, they bought her bed, bought her stove, bought everything. They went to Oshun State University to get it nice. But when my own turn, everything done, they sang, bang, 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 everything knew they gel again. So, me, I went to school with like pulley bag, one shokoto, two top, and one of my shoe called Sapenjo. I swapped that shoe for one Toms. I don't know if you know Toms.
Toms was an old era.
Yeah, Toms, that was when Toms came out. One of my uncle gave me Toms. I swapped it for one Italian bad shoe like that. So I named that shoe.
What do you mean swap? Who did you swap the shoe with?
Bosuna.
Who be Bosuna?
Bosuna wear Toms now. Me, I know say at the good school, I need shoe a good last. Toms good. Virtually bent. No, say tons they bent for side.
If yes, you know, after a while.
So I needed that Italian shoe. Maybe
because say last trekking, no go easy for that.
Not trekking.
Wild.
Sap. If you go my pulling, now maybe sapite with a sap lamp. My leg.
I'm so shocked that I've not told you before because you're funny.
Well,
so when is things changing? Did things change for you in uni when you won the car and you won the competition?
So I was. From Ikodu to like struggling.
Yeah.
My parents were there, like we were just struggling. Day to day activity, play football, drink guy, chop rice for money, drink guy for afternoon, chop it back for night, kabari. Now God knows no get quadro couple. Just kabari up on kabari. So from there I managed to like go to polytechnic. As I reached there. Okay, before I was about to like lose my admission, cause they will first give you admission. Now you will come to register, then portal go open. There will be a time that the portal will close, and then if you don't pay school fees before then, and I remembered there was no school fees to pay, and I was calling my dad. I told him that, bro, dad, you have like 1 week left to like. If I don't pay this, is it I'll move from day student to evening? Or I lose my...
How much was your school fees at the time?
Well, school fees not reach 50,000. I mean, my poly no support. No, my poly was like 50, 60, as at that time. Per section, I think. So, there was no money. And my dad just said, something is going to come up. I don't know how it happened. So later I go home that my dad told me that his car, he was driving one Benz. Was this one, all this sea white, I mean, those Benz now, we don't take.
Yeah.
The Benz don't work again. He just did compound, packed, sports. Person just came from nowhere. I said he wanted to buy the car. You want buy a car, you know, test car, you know, even check car, you know, ask for people. First thing, you want deposit. Deposit them. My person just transferred deposit to me to school.
Wow.
I paid my school fees. The next day, the person will come start car, car and work. My mom say, he don't send
the money
to Pekin. I was able to pay my school fees. So he returned, like, he wasn't able to collect the full payment from the car for the month so I could repair the car. I mean, I was able to pay my school fees. I was squatting with my friend Razak. The room, man, it just be like this place where you deal like this. You know, from that world, we're squatting, we're three. It was him and... So if two people sleep straight, the last person goes slant, then the leg will deal well. Our bag, no gallery. So our bags there for war. But plastic go there for Twitter. The landlord, they pass. Say, why... Be TV for his house. Then they give the landlord excuse. I look for apartment. Say once I say apartment, I will move out.
That's what you stay for almost how many years?
About. Wow. That's a wild guy.
You've had a very interesting life.
So from there was when the competition came up.
Yeah. So at the time that you were going through all of this, you were still doing music on the side.
No, bro. I already stopped music, bro.
When did music start? In school or before school?
Music started when I failed WAEC.
Right.
Yeah, when I failed WAEC in 2011. And then one guy in my church started singing. And I know I haven't seen him singing before. So I said, if you can sing, then I can sing. So I told him, when next you're going to the studio, just take me along. Then I went there, did rubbish, and then took it home. And then, you know, that time I had whiskey, the young one started doing music.
Yeah.
So they took it as a big deal. Like, whoa, no nonsense we did. They were like, how did we record it? And then they were gassing about it. And then the next one, I got to go sell my phone, go record one song, 3,000. So as I record the song, the producer and mix and master send out to me. So I was becoming like,
yeah,
artist for a year. First, I had a bush now.
So, your guys, they listen to the music.
Yes, now. Nah. So, that time we did, yeah. Oh, no. So, we said we did, yeah, for our yeah. So, now there the music starts. So, as I go to school, bro, I just got to give myself brain, say, I got to face this thing. For person going selling last car, send me go to school. But if I don't face this thing, then. Now you say, make I even try, even if I don't sabi, make I just try.
Just
the average, even the average, make I just go. I register myself for tutorial. So like on the, when they do freshers day, those who know say I rap for Kodu, because the Kodu people, now my poly, they don't say if all the school don't reject you, my poly go accept you.
Stop!
My poly go accept you. So like, we get chapter, you could do chapter for my poly. My poly go admit you now. If they don't give you day, they will give you for
wow.
So we get chapter. So we were doing like freshers, we're doing matic. So they were like doing like rap battle at the brush head. And I only had like two songs. Then me, I learned the ginger food. So my old guys now come and say, Bob, what? You mean they try for area? Go join this thing now. So they plenty, reached like 20 for Kodu constituency for that school. So the competition said, make me say, I can't say I won't do about them. For me, I did dance. That time I shocky they win. So before the rap, I go first the dance shocky. My 20 people go, they shout, hey. Then I'll say, pause. Then I'll start rapping. Like all this normal, small thing. So that day for Bushhead, they shall notice, say, this guy get that time when he mumu swag, now is what is our fake polo raf with chinos. Now one polo raf, I just talking now with flare, I got more belt, it be fake. You know, I understand it's not fake.
The
fake.
Drip must continue.
Lagos Island version, you I understand. I just noticed there was someone that rapped, and then like everyone just noticed that I went to like, okay, we just continue school. Say, okay, back to we don't serious now. But chef, we just do fresh as this thing. So this person just can't call me one day for class, say Etel come school, say they're selling SIM card for 15 naira.
Yeah.
But if you are talented, if you're a dancer, if you can rap, with that SIM card, they'll give you a form, you fill it up, that there's a competition coming up. The winner is going to win a brand new car. And I was like, you know how many Indomie sachets we don't pick. Say we won't win cooler, we won't win bicycle. You know, the guy should have brought the phone to the class that day. Like, Zlatan, feel this from her. I feel the phone. It's a passport photograph. I said, I don't have. The guy took the phone back to the boy. The guy was working for Airtel as people that sell the sims. He's a student.
Right.
But you know, those students were going also. So the guy bought this, the form, and then it was getting close to the day for the event where we had to do whatsoever.
Mm.
And they called me and said they want to take out my form because my form does not have passport photograph. I'm like, let them take care of it. They want to take care of that. I mean, I don't have 200 now for passport.
Oh, wow.
Then I was now thinking that, what can I do? I told my friend, I just saw my course form and I saw that there was one passport photograph. I just took out the passport from the course form, went to Bushed, gave them.
But did you think we're going to win the car?
Well, I didn't think the car was possible. But there's nothing like, how can you be thinking of winning a car when your father does not even have a brand new car? What was a brand new car, bro?
Yeah.
I didn't think anything could be feel like that. I wasn't putting my body. It was just that guy that was just ginger.
Did you believe in the talent that much to think that it would take you out of
where you were? I didn't believe so much in it. They were the ones gassing me up. They were making me feel like I was more than the way I was then. Like my friends were supporting me.
Because you didn't see yourself like that. Because
I wasn't it's not the rap now. To us, well, I know by most, so it's not easy. Like, arranging a post, a minimum is that time. I am that time. Go ask Satan. I'm lyrically sick. A crime to my pattern. I'm here for dimension.
That's rapping for me right now.
I'm gonna derive it
as well. Rap is just that we love now. Wow. Okay, so what's gonna happen? You can't finally reach the competition.
Yeah, I got there and then I pulled the passport on it. And I did okay. They can't say okay. Out of 50 people, they'll pick 2 people from my school and then they'll now go to FUNAB, go to Belsis, within all the institutions in Ogun State. Then there'll be regional final. First semester. I just entered school. Never reached 1 month. I never reached first semester exam. Now book my mama sent me go.
don't say I can't pay school fees.
Dimension. So. They divert my attention from where to the semi. I went for the competition that day. It was that swag. I was dancing before I go first dance.
Shocky.
Like they give me 1 minute beat. I go first is like 20 seconds.
To dance.
Do that shocky. They go, and I do pause. What I do, pause. Everybody give me chance and I just start rapping. So as I go that day, pass the first stage, pass second stage, pass. And then my classmate, I don't know, because I didn't make them they laugh for class two and all of that. So they came out to support. Calling me like 3 of us. So I play. One guy don't do for the competition from the beginning. I ain't even first.
Mm.
They give us one. All I do is win beats.
To
rap on it. Like the last 3.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened. This guy has been rapping since morning. He said, yeah. It's like my mama slap her from house. Oh, God.
I can't believe
it. I see the angel slap her mama. Oh, that is, yeah. 1 minute complete.
Oh, so you know,
now you go take enter the. All I do is win. You know, see that beat post.
Your mama
no matter
really
what.
Yeah.
But you do, That one just go one side. The other one, English rapper, you chop him. Reach my turn. The thing said they worry me. They worry as I don't dance. The thing don't they worry me. I'm on. As I just get one style while I'm ready for. We up in the club. We up in the underground. And then the minute when I'm on a soul miss, I just drop that style.
Many.
As I talk the first two, everybody shout like this. Single be sure I just do. You just say, you give me for the 2 of us and Dave will agree, we'll go on more. If not agree, As they asked me, I looked side. One more round. No, that was just a normal round. Come on, that's why I qualified for regional final.
Wow.
In less than 1 month, I got to this school. That was the first thing, like, they actually, people actually raised me up.
Amazing.
They raised me up, went back to that fuck, that one room, that. I don't know if maybe I'm popular for school, yeah. Like, bro. It's just the people won't give me food, give me anything, that.
Yeah.
So,
like, the feeling of just even getting something good for yourself because of where you're coming from, that's another thing, right? So, when did the car finally come? Okay, you eventually went to the finals.
Yeah, so after that one, they now told us that they want to go to other universities. So we had like 2 weeks to the regional final. They had to go to other schools.
Yeah.
And in that 2 weeks, my first semester exam was starting.
Mm.
So from there, I don't qualify. Rap, no, besides to Sabi. I don't feel it's not at even reach there. So I just said to myself, I don't reach there already. So I just said to myself, every day till that day, I'll be writing down 16 bars. Cause let me say, if you start artist, I have to like write it and then cram it. And
right.
So I was downloading beats online and I was writing 16 bars every day.
What 16 bars? What does that mean?
16 bars is like, is the normal, like 16 lines for normal standard verse is like 16.
Okay.
16 lines. It's called 16 bars, four bars, four lines.
Okay.
So I was writing 16 bars every day. That is, I want to get prepared for like 2 weeks. So at least, even if we're going to go like 14 rounds, I don't write 14 different verses down. I was preparing. People were waiting for exam. People were already ailing me. My friends, one guy came, wants to take me to one Babalawo place. I'll buy 6 padlock.
For this small competition, we did. Wild.
See, I go padlock the life of all those ones. So I say, Baba, what happened now? We shouldn't cause padlock now for this matter.
For this what so, they do.
Instagram
is okay.
Padlock, wait here. I say, bro, I don't feel padlock anybody. See, if I win, I'll be my dad's and my mom, they be redeemed pastor.
Mm.
So I grew up in church.
Mm.
So the fear of God, they one kind. Mm. My church grew up. God. And so I didn't like buy the idea. I was writing the rap, and then the day before the final, I fell sick. Very sick. I could not move my leg, my hands, and everything. I really told my sister. So I now called my mom that I was sick. My mom was shouting, shit, this way I never hear that you're going for one this thing. Is that what we sent you to do? Just do this, that. I said, I'm not going for anything, that. I'm just sick. My friends, I was supposed to go around to remind them that tomorrow is the final, so we'll get cardboard so they can ginger for me. But they don't see me. They just find me come out. I just sick. They just say, this one. They just carry me. Go one about Alagbo place. Say, oh man, this guy, if he die next tomorrow, but anything we go make this guy work out
so do this competition.
They gave me the Agbo. I drank it. I sweat come outside. I wasn't really feeling too good. I don't borrow all stuff from Biola. I go here. I get chinos. I manage buy one culture. You know those culture around there? They get one small collar. They attach collar to the polo. Buy down like 1,800 or say for the final. So I go. I don't remind my friends. I got there. I was looking so sick. One of my classmates, I was working for them again. I was like, why are you looking dull? Have you eaten? No money. She gave me 200 and I said, Ito, if you don't win the car, get all my money. Some people came to meet me. Okay, Reminis was part of the judges. Reminis, DJ Jamalot, and Heidi Kabasa. So one of my friends calling me, let's go and talk to Reminis by the side. Like, let's tell them we can bribe them like this.
Wow.
But I said, boo, I don't know about this. I don't want something that's not eating me. Like, I just go do my pee. So cut the long story short, after every round, like, I don't know, I was announced as the winner. I was 19. My first semester in school, someone that did that sold the only car to
get into school, got a car.
It wasn't even rapping well.
How did that make you feel? Did you at that point start believing in yourself more?
Yeah, that was where the whole journey started. Because as soon as I was using a techno phone that the keepers were already out, so I used to have like a broom in my pocket to cut the call after the broom. Press the red button. So On that stage that day, Heidi Kabasa even told me, how can you be coming to grand finale and you're dressed this way? I felt so bad. Like, bro, now waiting I get. If this guy knows I borrowed this shoe and all this thing coming, yourself, you know. But bro, the 14-14 bars right on right. And this the crowd from my department. Bro, I don't know how it happened. I just did dust. I did put dance, they do this. Bro, they announced me at this winner. Every other people came with their family there to the final. I came by myself and just got and then the fans. So as I was announced, I called my mom immediately on the stage. I was shouting, Moti Jemoto, Moti Jemoto.
I love it. What did she talk? Because it's just me, you know, go.
Yeah, she just texted me, hey, stop this thing. I was like, I just called because, yeah,
you could see the motor.
I don't tell you, say I don't chop motor. The motor said, no, did you come? I don't look when I come. I just picture the wall. I shout, I don't want to. Oh, you need to see people. Oh, my, yeah, I mean, daddy.
Everybody know you.
Oh, my, yeah, like 1 billion. That my friend will come accommodate me for Zoom. That's my room. Hey, Azak.
Now you go different.
Different. Say, and I bet you see me. Oh, my, yeah, you that. She want to get that move, Gary Lebu. Because we didn't Gary Lebu. Lebu, not Gary Lebu with the drink. If you pour him inside water, you gas turn him immediately. Pour him straight to my mouth. Because if you go, hold on. Go turn the banner, yeah. You go turn, go tick. Now it's a bagger level. Guy was just there, bro. It felt like a dream. I was wondering. They gave me an hotel to sleep that night. Day for the hotel like this, I just did look. Say, waiting this up. My mama just called me. Hello, I know you are very jovial. Now you need to be very careful. You know to watch what you eat. I said, hello,
star boy.
You didn't call me to tell me all this. They say yes, but right now I'm telling you. He did it. But I saw the thing just change, and then from there I just said to myself, like, bro, I didn't plan all this thing, and if this can actually happen like this, that means now green sign. See, I have to actually pursue this thing.
So what happened after? Did you become a star in school anyway? But yeah. When did the music now?
So after becoming a star, they gave me a card and they gave me Shingbine. They added to my problem.
So we could give you full money.
Yeah, but see whenever I shop, wait, now give car. I want to buy fuel.
How you say buy fuel?
No fuel money. I just get car. I don't get clothes. 2 clothes, 1 car. I see the squats.
Whoa.
So I started, they didn't allow me, I took the car, I came to Lagos to pick the car, Banana Island. That was the first time I crossed Tamil Nadu with my parents. Like, they were very happy. I crossed Tamil Nadu, they presented the car, Banana Island, at the office. They said they would carry me, go shopping. The people were at their assigned, just as our industry people, they do it, we say, they go see shoe, they go on, come out, they go on, cut head.
Cut on, there's nothing left
they
for
go
you.
Cut their own, cause still they ask for percentages. Mm-hmm. And you're like, see, they never cut their own. So those ones don't cut on my shoe, cut on my clothes. They say they go give me, take me, go driving school, they go pay, they no give. I collect my money from my mama and twice. The third time she power for me, so God go meet her, we give you cash. So from there, I just say, okay, this was it. Money no day. I ended up using the car's cab after school.
You were driving it.
Yeah, you get it off for body. So for nights, at the end, they do solid. People go to talk, say, winner, it's in the soft. See, you go enter. I
mean, go enter.
Original motor now 150. I say, me enter 120. See, this talk, say, Bob, they go Shaga, Wabi, no, they go. At the end, they run.
So you carry him from?
Yeah, for Wabi Okota, Shaga, Italio. I go just branch and I could do. I'll get like TVK for hand, for hood. So basically then the car was there. I just get friends with the buy fuel for the car, buy me food. For me, I get car, they don't get car.
So you go drive them?
Yeah, I go just drive them around. They won't go party. Now maybe go drive car, hotel. So people were like, anywhere I go to, people actually want to know, how come? How did you win the car? So it took me another 3 years. I don't finish school. It took me another 3 years before Lamide called me and then.
So you finished school with the car, doing everything?
I finished school with the car.
Even after school, you had the car?
Yeah, I finished school with the car. I was already a little bit, like, you know, universities, upcoming rappers used to, like, know each other. Yeah. I was already a little bit famous. I was in the car managing squads. I left that one Immediately as I won the card, I had the offer of like four of my friends
to
squat a bigger place. In fact, Namik maybe like Namik get the wow. himself. They give me food, everything. My first semester exam, I know it for, I had 2.7. Everybody wanted GP, like everyone wanted to teach me the exam. Well, hey, be there, you don't write number 6. You be there, you don't write number 5. Like galampi and everything. My shoulder had up like Zazu.
Oh, that's the way the question we're supposed to.
I swear. So from there, 2 years passed. 3 years, I went back to the hood. It now looked like devil gave me the card to like just divert my own attention from schooling, and because everything was not working well, I just get the card. People don't notice for second year. Say not just the card I guess I don't get. You know, just they rate me again. Say. You shout down me. Cause they even the people with the vex not even plenty pass for the drive. Or there. Should be they give you, you know, is your money buyer. Why you know?
It has.
So Olamide was actually like looking since then.
Okay, so when did you meet Olamide?
That was 2017. But Olamide started following me when I won the car in school. Like, you know, Olamide used to like look out for fast rising rappers. So he just knew me one way or the other. I was always in his DM. Olamide, if I die like this and we don't do it else together, I'm not gonna
feel. So you depend on that?
See my long message. Now only Olamide be the only person where I message, because I get OT because of where I come from. And they see say now only am. Now they do away with the C. So he was the only person I was messaging, copy and paste. So how I track him is whenever I post on Snapchat 1 minute ago, I know he's on his phone. I just copy the message again.
In the same,
he could just see. Sometimes he go see, no go talk. Sometimes he go talk one thing, go jack back, go meeting, YBN, happy. So, Isha called me one day. My manager was there. I was staying in Ebeda. I got signed to a record label like that. That was pushing me. Not today, but just in manage. I featured with Isha. Isha Femi is the only artist I actually paid for a collaboration then in 2016, I think. So featured the chef family. Olamide now saw the efforts. You tried. And he now called me, made all my loading for me. Came to the video shoot, posted for me like 15 times on his page. Then the whole story just changed from there.
Wow,
he taught you.
I don't even know the next question to ask you again. I don't hook. That's a very interesting story. But you know, when you come into this industry, like even with your first single, I mean, you can be popular, but then again,
To keep up with it.
Like, what happened after the first song that?
After All My Lord, you, when Egbeda was still.
Oh, after All My Lord, you see the Egbeda?
My Lord.
The reality of our life.
We're still Egbeda and we're still struggling. That motto don't despoil. AC don't spoil.
This FSC don't talk the body.
For where?
You don't pencil.
After 1 year, I peel him. I come pimp palm to black hand, pink.
I love this.
Give him plink straight. Like, it's a really career. We can't do. The AC don't get for this, that. 3 years, bro. Don't try. You're supposed to cross over. There's always a like bridge. You have to cross over. You can't just be giving them the same thing. We don't know, say, chop car. We don't say, Sabira. I was like, better Olamide made this song, and then one day we just did inside house. The song on the go. I just see Davido for 8 years with Iku. Does the dance to Iku the boy's song for a main page. Oh my lordy. I suppose get that word. I naked enter street. Say God. See you, Jiggy can see you. We be on poster, so we be up. I don't even dumb myself at all. Compose my message as a composer. No, sir, go shush. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you. You the helper, as God reminded. If I consult him, go touch
you. Always answer, yeah.
Go touch you. Maybe he just talks, say, come to the house. Let's come.
Obio.
Come to the house.
Obio.
My friends all follow me. I say, hey, we are making a lineup. All of now, we don't they look me less for this house. You know, give me share your shin with me. You know, they go to your house. You, ordinary Gary, you don't want your daddy. Go that side. You know, they go to your house. You. I just carry my manager, right? My friend, yeah, go. Obio made a song for me. Osale immediately, like, he made his song. I never see that kind of person. It was just so real. Based on the way we would hear the name from time, we never even be like, we go feel very day close to that kind of person. Yeah, we made a song, no money for video. He called me, said, make I go collect money for somewhere. Collected the money. So from Osale to, no, from Oh My Lord, the Olamide to Davido dancing to the song, making a song for me. Shooting the video.
And that's it.
And then, I was happy about it. The drive was crazy. Like, I could feel it that something was about to happen. And then I knew Chinkoyeko from time. Then we went to ShopRite one day. We took the wrong ATM. They don't sabi me small for more. You buy everything one buy. As you won't pay, now they look at our face saying insufficient funds. Sufficient funds, care. Oh, as we go and talk, I always say Chinko, say, imagine. So when people see they go to this, I just talk, say, no more insufficient funds. Insufficient funds. That night, we went to the studio, recorded Able God. Well, from there, I saw everything, like, from there to Zankulegog, to killing them. So what you actually say is true. Getting like one song is easy.
Yeah.
But like maintaining it. Cause the way I came out, even to that time, like the way I came out, Oh My Lord, the way so they saw me, they actually saw me like someone that was shouting. That wasn't like, did they see I'm like noisemaker, like Raz, all these Raz artists say, okay. I said they always call me one song. After one song,
they'll go. You know, say the hustle days are your body.
1 year, 2 years. Glory be to God, is half a decade now. We're still pushing, bro.
Wow. Story. I don't know. I think that we can stop here, but then again, I think I need to ask more questions, right? What would you say the fame has brought? What's the difference between your former life and this life? What are the things that you like about it and what are the things that you don't like about it?
I like this life more, bro. Yeah. Although it's stressful.
Yeah.
Well, this is like, where I grew up, we didn't get to like see Prado. We didn't get to see Benz.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see anything that was going to motivate us, like say, okay, I know good grease.
Yeah.
Most of the things we do then back then after school, we dig ball, we cut grass, work for coal, like do like something could just make us win, get like 2K at the end of the day, go game center, go bet, turn 100 naira to 600 naira. 15 years to, you know, after that kind of thing. So the life now is good, bro.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it. Not that I was only happy about it. My parents then, after that first house, they were able to like build like two more houses in that place.
Amazing.
But the long one, when in 2019 when I started making it, I bought my first house on the highland. I said to myself, yo, I can't be in this house. I wasn't raised this way. I can't be in this house. My parents are. Although I've teached the houses in the code, I told them, yo, this house is for you people. You guys need to move down. You might see this. They said, no, this is no music money. How can you say you?
What do you sing with
from 2018 to 2019 and you already say you bought a house? You know my lawyer now.
So Shout out to Yemisi Falae. Thank you so much.
They asked me, I call all the pastors in the church to go and ask God if the house is legit or not.
Only within pastors.
Fasted for 14 days and 14 nights to know if they are to move to the house or not. Like, I was crying. I was like, yo, these people don't even know where I went to. Like, just decided in my heart to say, the first one, making a collector, now they thought.
Also, you can't blame your
I can't blame them because they don't move that way.
Yeah.
They're not the parents that the child is going to bring money home and they're not going to say, where did you see it from? Yeah, so that's why.
It's really good.
So when they like, and then they were able to like confide in my lawyer, at least they trusted that to some bit and my manager. If it wasn't doing something right, at least it. So they were able to move in from 2019. That's a blessing. My son, I was born in Nigeria where after I queued for passport and everything, I've always said to myself that I don't want it for my son. My son was born in England. My son is 2 years old already. So like the old thing, It's a journey. It's a phase. If you listen to my sophomore album, my second album, it's titled Resan. If you listen very well, I know a lot of people like don't. A lot of people don't really care. Nigerians are frustrated. They are angry. In as much as they're feeling you, a lot of them want you to go back to where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them want to be in your shoe.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're not in your shoe, things are going too well for you. It is a normal thing. It is the flesh. It happened to all of us. Today, jealous. Today, envious. Today, envious.
So, want what other people have. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is left for you to now say, okay, try to control yourself. Yeah. They mind, but come on down from mind. Wish the person well. The thing will happen to you. So like the new life is great. I'm happy. Although I'm not where I want to be. I'm tired of telling this story because I tell them, say, I don't tire to the talk. I go chop car. I'm tired of telling the story. But
your story has clearly changed. Probably not there, but I think you're doing well.
Interesting. Yeah.
So are your parents, would you say your parents are proud? Do they have conversations with you about
obviously all the things they start that being before? Proud from that day that I won the car. He told my sister, this guy does not have voice. What? How did you win a car? That they want to listen
to. Your own family.
They want to listen to what and what I was singing that made them give me a car. So it was like a listening party in the house that day. My sister now took all those 3,000 naira track, cleaned it for them. And then ever since then, they've been proud. And then I've been like more of a motivation to like people in Ikorodu. Can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some videographers, like my DJ, we used to like DJ Fokati, we used to like roam about the street together. But right now, same turn around the world, Cyprus today, UK tomorrow, is my G. He's a barber. He's a barber. When I said I wanted to start music, he said, if you start music, I want to be a DJ. I've seen a lot of photographers from my hood, like, and I made it like people from Abeokuta and Ikorodu, like, use that tank and actually get far. We can do it as well.
Because I was going to ask, like, you know, when you get to a certain level of fame or recognition, sometimes your friendships change because you want different things for yourselves. Like, did you eventually evolve and leave your old friends behind, or did you carry them with you?
Life, you just need to balance life. Me and Razak, the guy that was escorting, we're still chatting yesterday. But the like, guy that bought the sim, although that one wanted to kill me, that one that bought the sim, that made me win the car, he wanted to finish me. Every day billing, every week billing. You remember I said, Nami, buy the same car. He had to get some, but I had to jack back from that one. I feel it. But my friends are still my friends. I enjoy, like, I like it when I communicate with them. I like them. I like to make them believe like there's nothing different from me and you. Yeah. Not just the way it be. If I don't reply you, I busy. But I still communicate like me. Sometimes when I'm bored, I just go to my Facebook, go online, start chatting with my secondary school friends. Some I'll collect their number, I'll call them video call, make them happy.
It's amazing. What do you think about industry friendships? Because, I mean, when you started off, you had a couple of friendships in the industry. I don't know if you still have these friendships, but are you friendly with the people in the industry? Are they your guys, or you just, and everybody just did their lane? Are you stuck with your old friends? And
industry, I don't know, man. That word industry, man. Industry is crazy, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so there are people that are older than me. Definitely, the way we're gonna be friends is not gonna be like people of my caliber, like my age mates. But my friends are my friends. Chinko, someone that made me start rapping too again is Oladipo. Like, he actually motivated me so much after Olamide. I wasn't really like a music. If I didn't know I was gonna do music, first I listened to when I was about to start was Vector. So Vector was an intelligent rapper. And then I listened to his album, Second Coming, and I said to myself, I'm not this brilliant to use English to do all these metaphors and wordplay. I think I need to do Yoruba. So I switched back to Yoruba and I was listening to Olamide, 7K Reminis, and Oladipo was like a great influence. So I still talk with most of them, Chinkwe, Kun, Oladipo, Nairo Mari. But obviously, there's some friendship whereby we don't bring to the social world. Because it is not necessary. Yes. We could be friends off camera. We could do things off camera.
True.
There's no need of saying doing bestie online and then
bestie goes.
We advise everybody. Do they try to make people. Me, I know they for come make come put smart. If you fuck up, sit your fuck up. If now online, if now real life, Twitter, I'm like, bro, it's real life. It's real life over 100%. Everyone they like, everyone they via. Most forget people where they consume us, where they make us. They feel like so. So, but it's real life on this side, like real life. Yeah.
Would you say that you have rebranded over time? Because when you first started, you were probably the person that would make a song to diss somebody for do something against you. I remember the Tacha. But I feel like now that you're so focused on the music and the work, would you say that you have rebranded over time?
Definitely. When I was growing, I was 19. From 19, I was 20. I was 21. Now I think I clocked 27. I don't know if I clocked 27 or 28 last year.
You're not sure if
what you did I clock 27? Okay, I clocked 27. I'll be 28 this year. I used to, because it's December, so So, yeah, when I started, now I need to like to like jump on the trend because of Nigeria. Tasha, that day I wasn't going to record the song about Tasha. It was a beat from your boyfriend. Because I liked like, and I just muted the particular song because I was missing. And I just made FaceTime with my friends. Started receiving calls. I said 100,000 comments to drop. Past 100,000 comments to tell you that the Nigerians are they the like, bad people.
They like it.
They want to make that kind of bad thing go outside. Yes. Now then, go later come bash me, say, why are the Yari best? But now then, they come and say, me this song job. So I got a message from different people saying, this is not good. Just smoothed my hand. And then, over the time I was growing, I don't be shy. Like, maybe I'm a very shy person right from time. No, I didn't shy.
Actually,
I'm a very shy person, I swear. Outside, I'm
because very... I said you're very this. So that's something I've met you a couple of times, and I don't know, say this personality day.
Yeah,
it's just very high.
The agile version is just that I don't go back to Ikorodu and I make the money. If I reach out, I will calm down. If I jump for stage, if I reach out, it's like I go pants, but I just need to keep it going. The energy, but apart from that, I'm a very, very reserved person.
Yeah,
my online perspective is actually different from one.
But like, you know, they fear to talk your mind about things. Like, has I ever gotten into trouble? Or
I never really talk to many things. I feel like I don't even really talk.
Yeah.
I really like to put my mouth for. These days, I don't just like to put my mouth for anything.
But before you did talk one or two.
The ginger. These days, my man, and focus on the money.
Yeah.
Come on, high for you, just focus on the money and the goal, the mission.
Speaking of money, what's your relationship with money now that you have now become the superstar that has all this money?
Which money? We don't even manage.
Okay, now that you are managed. What's your, because for me, like, even now when I don't see Smoke More Bready, they had me to spend because of, I know as the BYD come. Do you understand? So for you, like, is it like you're more free with money or you're more tight? Are you trying to invest more? So you will not return back to the former life?
I mean, as that kind of third person.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay. So, but, I'm curious, right? Right now, there's an international craze with Nigerian music. Everybody's consuming our content. Do you feel more pressure to do more things that will position you internationally, or will you stick to your type of music?
Yeah, because there's always room for everything. Like there's no sin in experimenting.
Yeah,
understand. There's actually no special. It's not that the ones that the song are going viral, not that they're singing like Celine Dion.
Yeah,
if you're still listening, you still see it's the normal thing like Pigeon. It's a lot of Pigeon song that's crossing over that has your bad lines in it. I just feel it is how it is being pushed out there. Definitely not going to compare someone that is with an international label to an individual person that has like, that's just pushing his own self. The budget that an international label are going to drop is not the same budget you're going to drop as an individual artist, because you run your label or you do your P yourself. You understand? It's different. The international labels are going to drop more funds to push their P so they can like, recruits the money back, Mister. Yeah. So I don't feel pressured. I'm doing my thing. There's always that time. It's even those that are doing it right now, if they call them like some few years back,
yeah,
they won't say they were very, very sure about where they were gonna be.
Yeah.
So the most important thing to me is just raising the bar, doing my pay, getting to work, praying to God.
Mm.
A lot of people that started before me, or people that we started together, not all of them are like still able to like be here. So for that, I'm grateful. More like, it used to be like from the first time, from the first, second, third year, when you start, everyone wants you to go.
Yeah.
So like, it's always at the back of your mind, knowing that they're expecting you to go.
Mm.
And then, so I think I'm past that stage where I'm here now. So just getting to the next stage and even doing more better things in life. That's what
I'm so inspired.
Me too, I'm inspired.
Are you an overthinker? Because I mean, that song, overthinking, you know, if you serve Robin.
Yeah, I overthink.
My brother in that one. That's, I had to ask. Yeah.
I overthink.
Give me an example of your, why, like, I mean, overthinking moments for you. Like, for me, I can overthink anything from sitting down on this couch to.
Well, if I'm, well, I can, without you, like, I can, like, get in everyone's head,
Yeah.
Like, I can know when you're trying to, like, tell your PA, hey, you just say one thing, I can, like, think
of the next like,
5 you're trying to, understand. And apart from that, there's different dimension. It could be about your problem you're thinking about. It could be financial crisis. It could be about love. So you can think in different ways. But overthinking overall, like this, what I mean by overthinking, overthinking is the you can overthink a good thing.
Mm.
But what I meant was like the bad overthinking that will now make you feel depressed.
I get this sometimes.
Even me that said this, me that said, after that time, I've said that, when that jig manager, bless her, they think. And they remind me again, I say, overthinking.
You know, it's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice one. Let's talk about your son. Having your son, what did he change for you? What did having your son do to you?
Yeah, I just knew I wanted a son before 25. I've already said to myself, because I want my son to be like, grow up as I'm growing up.
Yeah.
There are some of my big boys now, they're like 30, 35. They still don't have
kids.
I call them Egbo, but their own children is going to call my own
Egbo?
Son Egbo. You understand? When their children, example, can see them in front of me, this Egbo's. When they see their Egbo's, like me, in front of our children, I'll be bending for them, but my own son will be.
Am I your mates?
Your papa is senior, my papa, but me, I'm senior. You know, so I can.
Want a quick bond now.
So my son is like a blessing.
Mm.
He's a pandemic baby. He was born in March, where everywhere was locked down.
Wow.
I wasn't able to fly down to witness his birth.
Mm.
I wasn't able to see him for the first 8 months of his life.
Mm.
I was like, I just knew that wasn't normal.
Yeah.
Well, later in December, I was able to meet him.
How was it like when you first
met him? I was calling him, but I was always trying all possible to talk on FaceTime every day, so at least
you can connect.
You think they don't absent, but I think they pick up little things. So like from the video call, every time, I could tell when he sees me, he smiles and all like that. So when I saw him. But I feel like he's gonna be more stubborn than me because.
But he's a pandemic baby, yeah.
He's today, he didn't, but he's
yeah, a lot.
He's too strong. I'm happy for him that at least he's not gonna go through what I went through to some extent. Imagine us still going to make Dubai, they tell us, say, we know if you've come to our country, say this, that, trying to go to shows, and we still have to go queue for passport and all of that. That's not just the only thing, but a better life than mine, than cutting grass, working in courtroom, none of that. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, about to wrap up, I was going to ask, like, knowing what you know now, like, if you could tell your younger self something, what would it be?
I could tell my younger self something. Actually, if I say it is the things I have done that actually brought me to this, to where I am, maybe I'm just trying to gas myself up, but it's been God.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many rappers that are more better than me. There's so many people that have gone to more studio than I went to in that competition. And I didn't get this far.
Yeah.
There were so many winners from that same competition.
That still didn't go far.
The Dutchman won from Unilag after me. And there were like so many different people that won from Abuja and this thing. And my bro, I'm not trying to down talk them or anything. Everyone is trying to survive. Like, you probably don't even know that some people actually won the card just like I did as well. And they're still trying to like just find a way to, not because they're not talented. Yeah. See, if they're not, they won't win the card. So, I'm going to tell my young self is make sure the little things you see around you motivate you. Don't look at the one that doesn't work. When they are saying it doesn't work, look at that one out of 550 that works and try to say, okay, it will work out for me like that. Because I remember I had the opportunity of taking the car and just becoming like the biggest boy in my hood. I remember after my schooling, I told my mom that I'm going to Ikeja to stay with my friends where I can be more closer to where life is. And my mom told me, is it because of the car that I want to be using the car? And I told her, tomorrow morning you can send someone to come and pick the car, but I'm not coming home. I want to, I don't want to be a local. I don't want to be a Kodu local champion. But when I said she should come and pick the car, and then she said, okay, at least let her come and know where I'm staying with my friends. So at least she can know where to find it. So, not just, not God and the day, I'm a person they work, just like it's in my brand. I know if you tell your own story, so it might not be like my own, but
book.
The economy in Nigeria is not like,
it's crazy.
This coin hub is getting crazy every day by day. Not everybody gets mind to be social like us. A lot of people didn't have book their savvy.
Yeah.
But the economy is not helping us at all. The government don't really care about us. Like, they don't, the Nigeria just did.
On
like,
your own, Thank God for talent. I wonder what I got to do with my life, bro.
It's like, if organized, I was already for any like, I'll be PS. But if I didn't do paga.
Me? No, I probably did one law firm, the slave or something. They do one kind of work.
Finish, Abby?
I didn't finish from law. I had a diploma in law, but I finished from Unilag. I studied history. I've just did one official day.
Just call it like 14.5. I'll be 18.5. I'll be like 45. Ah, yes.
Maybe like, no, I still get some, I still do 9 to 5 small before I enter this line now. So I do small work for comms. So maybe I go enter like, end like 150. I go just invest for everybody.
Because you work, you could invest to my brother.
I could invest.
151. Hey,
now I can say that, but that time, that give me 150.
Nah, a lot.
I go ask you, do you want to sleep with me?
You pay after 150 love till now.
And you still give family, you still do one of
you pay things. Rent, you wear clothes.
They tie loan.
In the morning, you go work out, you go iron your clothes. Night, you go wear.
If you reach as late, early morning, don't work out again, no time to rest.
Hold up, traffic, bro. Need to see when we're coming back from club, people just for club, people don't the face
yes,
or shoot.
Yes.
Some people they go Kutonu, go carry Toki come. Some people they go.
You get some people know they see their children until weekend.
At some point, it got to that stage for my dad, man, because my dad was working out somewhere. Only Friday, Saturday, he would come out. Sleep for office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God for talent. Thank God for your life.
Yes, man.
I'm sure your parents are so happy. And your journey is so inspiring, and I'm happy that you came to share on TV Tape. But I mean, we're almost coming to the end of this amazing podcast session. I'm just going to ask, what's in the work for you in terms of like music? What's next? What can we be expecting?
Yeah, I haven't dropped anything this year, and this is the first time since I had my first 8 single. It's actually, I'm preparing my mind. I just dropped a project in November, and I'm just still pushing it because I can't just jump off the project and then
But before, you did a video recently with David.
David, yeah, London. Yeah. But shot by Damitish. Before, if I don't get to like drop something like this, I'll probably be worried.
Mm.
I feel like I'm getting the things I want. Life is like not to the fullest, but at least I'm very, very grateful to God because it could have been worse than this. So I'm obviously going to start dropping soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to make the album sink in a little bit more because you know Nigeria now, there's just too many songs dropping every week. It's
crazy. Every other day, there's a new TikTok song that has blown.
So like it looks like the formula is changing and everything is just changing and behaving. But no matter how this
you guys feel pressure. You guys who are already superstars.
If you don't feel pressure, like everyone just have to be on their toes and keep themselves in check. Like, bro, the biggest artists in the net still keep themselves in check, still go to the studio. Bro, how do you think a new artist is going to come today and that you've been there from 10 years, a new artist is going to have the number one song on the chart? What are you going to do to that? Because you've been there for 10 years, yeah, bro, you just have to accept it. The same way, whatever way you came from nowhere, and somebody accepted you. It's the same way. That's like the first motive that you have to know. So you just have to be happy about it. Mingo, don't be too shy to say one boy come today, I'll be one boy, you know, one boy. Bro, not even the PWA did in the city with that, bro. Once there's one person, everybody rub my together, rub somewhere. Nigeria, to be doing so much for Afrobeat right now, like, I'm happy. Very, very great. One day to understand, it will feel like pass the way it take the like this. Right now.
Thank you so much, Zlatan. Please wrap up my show. You can help me.
Yeah, you already know. It's your boy Zlatan. It'll be like a pirate, my chupac, or my, yes, sipping
tea
with Temi-san. Very stylish person.
Swag. Thank you, my boss.
You understand? They be try be like them, Sha.
They want me.
It's nice. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Zlatan.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.